is given in the name of Jesus, our wounded Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, here we are. This is the last of our midweek Lenten services. And we began our Lenten season with our Ash Wednesday service on February 17th. On that evening, we learned that Jesus is our wounded Savior. He was wounded by our sins. In fact, not only did Jesus suffer horrible physical wounds, but he was wounded in his spirit by our sins of betrayal and apathy and denial and mockery. During the past Lenten services, we've seen ourselves reflected in Judas the traitor, in the three apathetic apostles in Gethsemane, in Peter's denial of Jesus, and in the soldiers' mockery of Jesus. Yet, of all the wounds that our Lord received, none terrorized and weighed him down more than the wound that we ponder tonight. In fact, the wound that we ponder tonight did not come from us. The wound we ponder tonight came from the hand of our Heavenly Father. The wound of abandonment. Matthew records some very important words that Jesus spoke while he was hanging on the cross. Jesus quoted the first line of Psalm 22 when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, what is Jesus trying to teach us by quoting the opening words of Psalm 22? First of all, you need to understand that Psalm 22 was written by King David during a time in his life when he was being greatly persecuted by unbelievers because he desired to be faithful to God. David felt as though God had abandoned him because of all the suffering he was enduring at the hands of his enemies. Maybe you've felt abandoned by God at times. However, deep down, King David knew that God had not abandoned him. Deep down, King David knew that God would give him the victory in the end. But having said that, there's something else you must understand about Psalm 22. You see, even though Psalm 22 was written by King David, and even though it does apply to him in various ways, we must recognize that Psalm 22 is not only about David. In fact, there are parts of Psalm 22 that never happened to David and do not apply to him at all. For example, at the end of Psalm 22, verse 16, we read these words, "They have pierced my hands and my feet." This never happened to David. So, whom did it happen to? Also, Psalm 22 verse 18 reads, "They divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing." This never happened to David. So, whom did it happen to? You see, throughout the centuries, the people of Israel understood King David to be using these words of Psalm 22 to point ahead to the suffering and death of the Messiah, the promised Savior of all nations. Therefore, when Jesus was on the cross, he quoted this first line of Psalm 22 as a sign to the people that Psalm 22 was being fulfilled right before their very eyes. But sadly, the religious leaders would not believe. Matthew even records the fact that the religious leaders used the words of Psalm 22 verse 8 to mock Jesus. They said, "He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him, for he said, I am the Son of God." However, in spite of their unbelief, Jesus indeed fulfilled the words of Psalm 22 more deeply than they could comprehend. You see, when David said, my God, why have you forsaken me? David understood that God had really not forsaken him. David merely felt as though God had forsaken him. But when Jesus was hanging on the cross, then the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Then those words were actually true. Jesus was forsaken by God. Jesus was abandoned by his Father. Remember the words from our second reading? Isaiah 53 verse 10 reads, it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. Isaiah goes on to say that the Lord made Jesus' life a guilt offering. So, why did the Father abandon his one and only Son? The answer is that Jesus was being damned in our place. He was suffering hell in our place. That was the wound that Jesus suffered when he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Many years ago, there was a famous Lutheran preacher by the name of O.P. Kretzmann who wrote the following words about Jesus' death. He said, suddenly, on a Friday afternoon, a man was forsaken of God, cut off from the living and the dead, utterly and ultimately alone. My friends, Pastor Kretzmann spoke the truth. The true and ultimate horror of hell is being abandoned by God, being utterly and ultimately alone. In fact, do we actually realize that the true wound of hell means getting what we want every time we choose to sin? Think about it. Every time we choose to sin, what we're really saying to God is, leave me alone, God. Go away, God. Leave me be, God. But God loves us too much to give us what we want. That's why God gave our abandonment to his Son, our wounded Savior. That's right. Jesus suffered hell for us. Jesus experienced the loneliness so profound that his pain is unimaginable for us. That's why it really bothers me when I hear some people joking about hell as though it wouldn't be all that bad of a place to spend eternity. I've heard people say, if I end up in hell, no big deal. At least I'll have a lot of company there. Wrong. Utterly wrong. You see, hell means being all alone forever, because in hell we will be separated from the source of all love. There is no love in hell. And where love does not exist, there is no community, even if millions of people surround you. Hell means being alone, utterly alone. We will never begin to understand what it was like for Jesus when he was abandoned by his own Father. When Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Father's answer in that moment could have been, I'll tell you why I've forsaken you, because you're my enemy. You have betrayed me. You are guilty of spiritual apathy. You have denied me. You have mocked me. I cannot tolerate your sin. I must pour out my wrath on you. I must abandon you. Can you imagine hearing those words from our Heavenly Father on the final day? Hearing those words from our Heavenly Father would be hell itself. But here's the good news. You don't have to hear those words. Not if you trust in the one who was abandoned for you. The Father's love for you was so great that He chose to abandon His own Son in your place so that you would never have to be abandoned. And now that we understand the horrible wound that Jesus was willing to endure for us, we do need to recognize that Jesus was not abandoned by the Father forever. Listen again to these words from Psalm 22. For God has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden His face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. Also, hear these words from Isaiah chapter 53. Though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. For a time, Jesus was suffering hell for all people. But when his work was complete, when he said, "It is finished," then he was able to say, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." So do you know what that means? It means that Good Friday and Easter Sunday belong together. You can't have one without the other. Therefore, I hope, if possible, you can attend both Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Good Friday reminds us how much God loves us. He loves us so much that He was willing to abandon His one and only Son in our place. But after Jesus made that holy sacrifice for us, He was welcomed back into the hands of His Father. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after His death, and He now lives as our Lord and Savior who suffered the wound of abandonment for us. So do you know what that means? The only people who will end up in hell are people who cling to their sin and see no need for Jesus. If we continue to rebel against God and reject our wounded Savior, God will then sadly finally give us what we want: eternity separated from His love, all alone with our sin. But as I said earlier, this doesn't have to be your fate. All sinners who repent and trust in Jesus do not have to fear hell. Your Heavenly Father will never abandon you because of your sins. And the reason is that Jesus was abandoned in your place, so that through faith in Him you can live in the Father's love, now and for all eternity. Through faith in Jesus, you can face death itself, knowing that you will not be abandoned. That's why the same David who wrote Psalm 22 could also write the following words in Psalm 23. Remember what he wrote in Psalm 23? He said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." This wonderful hope reminds us of the words that we sang in our sermon hymn. My Savior, be Thou near me when death is at my door. Then let Thy presence cheer me, forsake me nevermore. When soul and body languish, O leave me not alone, but take away my anguish by virtue of Thine own. My friends, because of Jesus, God is with you in life. He is with you in death. will be with Him for all eternity. Because of Jesus, you will never be abandoned. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.